Good evening, Sally Met. Welcome to you.
Good evening. Mm-hmm. Nice to have you back.
As always, I am pleased to join with you. I hope my dear friends that you can feel the energy within this room.
It's very peaceful.
Yes, I felt it was a very most pleasant energy here this evening.
It is needed for you all. So therefore, I hope you are able to absorb it into your beings.
Thank you.
I would just like to say to our dear gentleman friend who sits across from me,
yes,
what is it that worries you so?
I'm not sure what you mean.
There is a deep seated fear within you. If you are not aware, then do not be too concerned, for we will help you in whatever problems it brings to you.
Okay, thank you. So I can't think what that would be.
Sometimes you are not always aware,
yes,
of what, and I am speaking mainly of the spirit body,
yes,
rather than the physical.
Yes.
But don't be concerned if you are not aware at this present time.
Right.
You, as our soul, the others are well loved and protected.
Yes. Yes, we do feel that.
Yes. But sometimes physical life can pull you in directions that you do not wish to go to.
Yes.
But I felt that it needed to be said this time.
Thank you, Sanamet. I shall think about that.
Yes. But do not think too deeply.
Okay.
You will be fine.
Thank you.
Do we have questions this time?
I wonder if I could ask one, Sally Met. Last week, Eileen was deeply, I'll say, in a trance. She was taken quite deeply away. I did help her to come back, and so did George. But I wonder if it's better to leave her to come back on her own, or to help her.
And could I add, it would be very nice to receive from you some clarification of what was happening last week.
I understand. Firstly, let me say that has become part of your work. Not only are you leading this group, but you have taken responsibility for helping the instrument at certain times.
Yeah.
Of course, she would return quite normally, but when there are time limits to our meetings, then of course it is acceptable and proper that you give a little help.
Yes, thank you for those words.
The only stipulations I have ever made is that there is no sudden noise when I am using this instrument.
Yes.
That is quite shocking to her physical body. Therefore, apart from that, it is quite all right for you to help.
Right.
As long as the touch is gentle.
Yes, yes, I understand that, please.
Yes. But when it is another who is using her, there is not so much to be concerned about. Because she is not taken quite as deeply.
No.
You understand?
Yes, yes.
So, yes. So, yes, I will listen.
She really was taken quite deeply last week.
Yes, she was visiting our world.
Yes.
But she remained aware of what was happening.
Yes, she did.
Yes, not so deeply as when her body is used.
Oh.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yes. I have taken her questions that have been forthcoming since last time. And this opportunity is open for her to understand just a little more.
She had an experience which was difficult to describe. It felt as if, Eileen said she felt as if she was travelling forwards and backwards at the same time.
Yes.
And I wondered if this was something to do with time not being linear.
Yes.
In spirit.
It is the ultimate spiritual experience that one can have while still in a physical body. Yes, it was new to her, and I suppose to all of you it would seem a little strange. But in our world, all of these things are understood and quite natural. She was not afraid. I'm sure you have gathered that.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, but it was a new experience for her.
Yeah, that was very nice.
I think we understood that you were with her in a different part of her mind.
No, I was not with her.
Ah. Mm.
It is a different situation. I would not have been with her. She would have been guided by her own guides.
Mm.
There was one that came through me, Selimet, that said to try and join in with Eileen. What was that about?
You mean the group?
The group, yes. To try and sort of, I don't know, tap in or something.
It may well be that they tried to help you to see some of what she was experiencing.
Yes.
And of course, there is much going on in our world. You would have been guided by your own helpers.
Right.
You understand?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Each one of you has your own guide or helper. There are many earth words for these people.
Mm.
But you would be led by your own spiritual guide.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for that clarification.
It is just part of her evolving in the same way as any new experience each one of you has is your own individual evolvement.
Mm.
And I am sure at times you have been aware of something which has not previously happened to you.
Mm. Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I'm grateful for that. Thank you.
Can we go on to another topic that has come up before? You spoke with us about chemtrails, and you very correctly and logically spoke of chemtrails plus a device called HEART, which is High Energy Auroral Active Research Program, and this is the device that projects high energy into what we call the ionosphere around our planet to produce a heat effect which distorts it, and HEART and chemtrails can be worked together to, hoped by some, to control weather in an advantageous way. But you were saying that this is insufficiently understood, and there are dangers, and have you now that we've researched through the internet articles on this matter, are you able to confirm what I've said and take the matter any further?
I would like to say just this, that in all events that take place in your world, there are always two sides to the coin, as you may say.
Yes.
I believe I mentioned this last time.
Yes.
Whatever is used in your world can be used for either good or for negative reasons.
Yes.
This applies also to what is taking place and what has been taking place for a very good number of your earthly years.
Yes.
Of course, when good can come from any of these happenings, that has to be applauded, not only by human beings on this planet, but from those of us in spirit who have helped and inspired. Of course, when the negative side appears, this too is concerned for us, again, because we have tried to inspire for the good. But these things take their own course. In the same way, let us use nuclear power. Nuclear power has advantages and disadvantages. But it has to be allowed to evolve. Are you following what I am telling you?
Yes, yes indeed.
Yes. So I would say to you in this way, that what is happening is well known throughout different countries of your world, as you have stated. And it is also well noted in our world. I would say to you, my dear friends, do not allow this to create fear within you, because we are doing what we can to create less of the negativity, if you like.
Oh, that's very good to know. Yes, my concern was really that I know that a university in Alaska is very much involved in this, and I imagine this will be that they would represent the positive side.
Yes, of course.
And there's also a great military interest, which I imagine would. Be the negative aspect.
Yes. And I would suggest to all of you, my dear friends, to ask continually for help for those people involved, that whatever good can come from these things must take place.
Yes.
And that the negative aspect be diluted, if you must.
I imagine part of the negative aspect would be the metal ions used in the chemtrail work, and how they spoil the pureness for breathing the atmosphere.
Yes.
And how these will affect growing crops.
But I again reiterate to you, my dear friends, do not allow this to colour your judgments too much. Because, as I have said, we in our world are aware of what is happening. And as in all things, provided it does not interfere with the evolution of your planet, we will do all that we can.
Wonderful.
As in many other topics and subjects that probably you are not even aware of at this time.
Mm. Wonderful. I think in the group here we seek understanding rather than judgment.
Yes, I am aware of this, but it does not matter what you feel in a physical sense. I want you to think about these things on a spiritual level.
Yes.
I want you to rise above all of the problems on earth and to create a good and loving situation for all people, all lands, all happenings within your world.
So in other words,
take away the judgment.
Yes.
Yeah. Could I ask a question, Selimet?
Yes.
A different topic. As you'll be aware, there's quite a schizophrenic attitude in our society towards sexuality, and lately I've had a lot of discussions with people about perhaps from different cultures and as well as in our culture about how best to view it, and I wondered if you had any words of wisdom to offer us, because it seems there's such diversity of opinion and behaviour on the planet with regard to it.
Yes.
And I think we could all do with a few, I think guidelines, I'd like to share them if you had any words of wisdom to offer.
I would say that any happening in your world is part, again, of the evolvement of human beings, whether it be of good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
It almost applies in the same way as what I have just discussed with you.
Yeah.
To view it from a spiritual viewpoint, try not to judge,
mm-hmm.
although I know for human beings that is the most difficult thing.
Yeah.
I would also state and reiterate once more that any harm done to one human being by another has to be they have to be responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not necessary for the rest of the planet to make judgment.
It's a very individual pathway.
It is an individual, yes.
Yeah.
And of course there will be much diversity in opinion.
Yes.
So,
but what I was thinking was how best to guide young people really too, who have no experience, because I think parents often struggle with what exactly to say to their children.
I am going to say to you that your children, young as they may be, have an innate knowledge of what is right and what is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That is the spiritual aspect of the human being.
Mm-hmm.
That you innately know what is right for you.
Yeah.
So you see that individual responsibility is uppermost.
Yeah. And I note you say what is right for you. There is no blanket advice that can apply to anyone.
No, because along with your free will you have been given responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And that responsibility, when the time comes, has to be answered to.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that is a little helpful for you.
Yes, thank you.
But always throughout your world there have been traumas and something that makes human beings disagree.
Mm-hmm.
This has always been, and for a good time to come it will still exist.
Mm.
But the planet has definitely moved forward in many, many ways, even
of
in my
course,
lifetime.
It's, yes. What has happened that the spirit is beginning to come to the fore. Otherwise we would not be talking about these things as we are.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that human beings are thinking for themselves, are discussing amongst themselves what they feel to be good and right for them.
So it's just a personal journey, and everyone will discover in time what is right for them.
everyone knows what is right for them. It yeah. will not be discovered. They already, they already know. Yes. Yeah. And it is then up to each individual to use their knowledge wisely.
Right, yeah.
That is your own personal responsibility. Mm.
But of course we're fairly lucky in this country that we do have freedom. In a lot of countries they don't have the same sort of freedom
I wonder
as
if
we
it,
do.
Yes, I was wondering if that perhaps slight repression or suppression can cause a reaction in another way. Sometimes I wonder if that's why some cultures seem a little bit more obsessed with that.
Yes.
So
yes.
I don't know, I wonder why.
There can always be given excuses.
Oh, it's more of an excuse.
Yes. I would suggest that to you.
Yes.
Yeah. As I have said, every individual, including children, innately know what is right and what
right.
is wrong.
Yes. Yeah.
And it is up to each individual to live this lifetime to the very best of their ability, to never harm another being, or if this should occur, be prepared to face themselves when they come to our world.
Yeah.
No one ever escapes a wrongdoing.
No.
Some of these child soldiers that are forced to do things that they otherwise wouldn't do, is a sort of an exception made for them?
Of course, because it is not their own free will that is taking place. Mm. There has to be a reason behind anyone's deeds.
All right.
So that is why it is difficult to say what is right and what is wrong. Mm. What is right for you may not be right for anyone else.
Mm. And at this point in time, there are some countries where there is a great deal of male dominance
yes.
over the female, and female.
As there has been in your country
yes,
throughout your history.
The suffragette movement in our country was very
yes.
necessary.
But you see how that has changed, and your whole attitudes have changed because of it.
Yes, we have more equality.
Yes.
More equality in this country. Mm. I'm realising now, through mixing with other cultures, that we have a lot compared to
yes.
some.
Yes. But not always.
No, not always.
So, you have to realise it is part of your evolution.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was going on to mention that our dear friend Emma has her programme of helping women folk in those countries to become more aware and require more equality.
Yes, I feel that you would be surprised by the numbers in our world who are helping at this present time.
Yes.
Of course, we cannot interfere, as you know, but we can influence greatly.
Mm. Yes,
and there are many, many people who are happy to do that kind of work.
Very good to know.
Mm. Yes.
And our attitude to animals has changed hugely.
Yes.
In this country.
Mm. I am sure that if you visited any country within your world, there would be considerable changes throughout their own recent histories. It is slow, but that is not to be scorned. Any change for the better can only be good. But I want you, my dear friends, to know, to realize and to understand how much work takes place from spirit. That we are aware of all things, or not everyone, of course, it depends on where you are in spirit. But I would suggest that each one in spirit is helping someone on the earth plane.
Mm. Yes, well, we have been helped in this group. Very much in our understanding of the significance of pyramids and the energy associated with them. And I wonder, Salimet, if I could explain to you how the energy within the and around the pyramid is generated, and then you can tell me I'm completely wrong and I have to go and think again.
I find that amusing. You are going to tell me about energy? My dear friend, I do not often want to smile when I am with you, but that is a new experience for me.
Yes, I must admit there's a certain tongue-in-cheek aspect, which is one of our expressions. we've received information from so many different sources now, from physical beings, from beings in the spirit realms of other planets, and from yourself. And putting it all together, I think the energy is developed through the earth rotation and the surface of the earth being swept by the ether, and the well-sited pyramid is through the planetary rotation swept by the ether. And to use a physical analogy, this distorts the ether in such a way that earth energy is drawn up through the base of the pyramid and rises. It has been stated that that energy is resourceful, and I think this means that it is used to being connected within the earth and has association with ley lines where pyramid sites are chosen. That energy is rising and resourceful and goes to beings or things within the pyramid. It also goes to plants growing in the area around the pyramid, and in perhaps larger areas where there are groups of pyramids. So the pyramid energy assists the growth of plants, and it continues rising and is refined as it reaches the apex of the pyramid, and produces a beam of refined energy which can be used to launch a dematerialized spaceship for the return journey of the beings who visited our earth and built the pyramid. I wonder how accurate that description would be, or would you care to comment?
Well, my dear friend, that is quite a story. Yes, I understand. I understand your interests, but what you have left out is cosmic energy. I say those words again. Cosmic energy.
Yes, so this would be, would this be energy within the ether?
No, this no. Energy goes further than the ether. It is cosmic, it is, it belongs to all of creation. There are many areas in your world, not only on the sites of pyramids, that have great earth energy. This energy is utilized, as you said, by many of the ley lines which lie within your world. I would say to you, the combination of earth, air, ether, and cosmic energy is where the most powerful energies exist.
Yes.
The energy that brings in to your world alien craft, as you call them, is utilized by the cosmic energy. I want you to realize the great part that this plays, not only on your planet, but in many others. Without this cosmic energy, there would be no space travel. You understand?
Yes.
It is an energy not spoken of or rarely mentioned.
Does it come through? Sorry.
Yes.
Does it come through portals, or is it just...
Yes, there are portals in your world. Of course there are. But it is a combination of many energies.
Yes.
And I understand your interest in the pyramids, because they can be seen by the human eye as great places of energy.
Yes.
But yes, what you say is mostly correct, I would say. But the one missing factor is the cosmic energy.
Thank you. That is a significant addition to my understanding. Thank you very much for
that. Yes, I hope it gives you more food for thought.
And yes.
I feel you need to visit our halls of learning. Because your detail
is
wonderful.
Yes, I will in due course.
Yes, in due course you can. Yes.
So our friends on other planets would be aware of this cosmic energy when they're travelling?
They may not be aware, but they know that it can be utilised.
I see.
They use the energy, but do not always understand it.
Yeah.
Yes. Of course, the vast majority on this planet do not believe that friends from across the universe have built pyramids here. But I see the pyramids as the hardest of hard evidence for their visits.
Yes. Yeah, they are part of the visits, but there is so much in your world that will never fully be understood.
Mm.
It is impossible for you to fully understand until you come to our world, and then all becomes much clearer.
Yes.
You understand.
Astronomers are finding mysteries in the universe, like the fact that the galaxies in our universe don't seem to have enough matter in them for them to hold themselves together with the force of gravity.
Yes.
So that they're inventing now types of energy which they call dark matter, because they have no idea where the extra gravity is coming from to hold the galaxies together.
Yes, because they do not understand what energy exists, what matter exists.
Yes.
Because it is outside of their own intelligence.
Yes.
You are quite correct.
As is the cosmic energy which you have just mentioned.
Yes. Yes. So, now, my dear friends, I feel we have spoken enough for this time.
Well, thank you so much for all this additional information that you have given us.
Yes,
that's
been
wonderful.
And I have to thank you for the amusement that I have felt and have not experienced before.
Well, I was going to say, I've never heard you laugh before, Salimet, so as we say, there's always a first for everything.
Yes. Yes, it was quite amusing.
Well, we always say that laughter's good for us, it gives us upliftment. So I don't suppose you need the upliftment, but anyway, I hope it gave you some.
Thank you. So,
I hoped you would find it amusing, but I wasn't absolutely certain.
For something that is quite simple, it seemed so complicated. But that is for you to work out now. And I will take my leave. And as always, my dear friends, I cloak you in my love. And I believe that this time you will take with you the peace and the love that has been brought to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Clearly we love you and your visits, Salimet. Thank you.